From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Chemical weapons inspectors, having arrived in Syria last week, are expected to reach the town of Douma to investigate a suspected chemical weapons attack April 7 that killed more than 40 people. The attack prompted an international airstrike Saturday. A U.S. official with the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons suggested that Russia may have tampered with that site, but Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told the BBC he said no tampering occurred. Russia's OPCW envoy, Alexander Shulgin, suggested the attack was a fabrication staged by British intelligence. Both Moscow and Damascus deny using chemical weapons on the town, although the West disputes that. European diplomat Federica Mogherini said the opposition wants a political settlement to the conflict.
We need now to have Damascus coming to the table and committing to a process. Not because of goodwill, because we have seen that there is no goodwill on that side, but simply out of the reality that without a political negotiation, this cycle of destruction will simply continue.
Traveling with President Donald Trump Monday, White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said Mr. Trump still wants to withdraw U.S. forces from Syria, although there is no timeline to do so.
The president is committed to defeating ISIS. We've talked about this for a while, but our policy hasn't changed. We still have troops on the ground, but the president wants to bring those people home, and that hasn't shifted.
She also said Mr. Trump would like to have a good relationship with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, but that depends on Russia's behavior. Guinea-Bissau's president, José Mário Vaz, appointed a veteran politician, Aristides Gomes, as prime minister Monday in an effort to end a prolonged political crisis, the nomination part of an agreement with the West African bloc ECOWAS to end 2 years of political turmoil. This is VOA News. An American Protestant minister has denied allegations he's linked to a group behind an attempted coup in Turkey in 2016. The lawyer for Andrew Brunson, who has served as pastor of a Turkish church for more than 20 years, insisted the charges are all about his Christian faith. Tom Tillis is a U.S. senator in Turkey watching the case.
This man was kept in prison for over a year and a half without charges. And the charges that we've seen, to me, are spacious. And I think that we've got to continue to support the family.
Brunson faces up to 35 years in prison. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan suggested last year that his fate could be tied to Turkey's extradition request for an exiled Muslim cleric, Fethullah Gulen, who is believed accused of being behind the failed coup. The U.S. has banned American companies from selling components to Chinese telecom equipment maker ZTE Corporation for 7 years, following misleading statements by the company about its violation of sanctions in sales to North Korea and Iran. Dan Eikenson is with the Washington think tank Cato Institute.
It's a really dire outcome for not only for ZTE, but for U.S.-China relations. I think we're really still at sort of the beginning of this erupting war, technology war.
It's estimated that U.S. companies provide up to 30% of the components used in ZTE equipment, such as smartphones. China's economy expanded 6.8% in the first quarter of the year, a bit faster than forecast, fueled in part by domestic demand and robust property investment. It sets the foundation for potentially strong growth for the rest of the year and comes amid trade tensions with the U.S. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe arrives in the U.S. on Tuesday, and eventual talks with President Donald Trump, those talks expected to center on North Korea and trade issues. Canada says it will remove families of diplomats posted at its embassy in Cuba following mysterious symptoms causing brain injury. The first appeared last year, symptoms that forced the U.S. to slash its embassy staff in Havana and dependents. The symptoms include dizziness, headaches, and nausea. Cuban officials have denied any responsibility for or knowledge of the illnesses. Yuki Kawachi became the first Japanese man in over 30 years to win the 122nd Boston Marathon, overtaking a Kenyan runner in the final 2 kilometers, finishing in 2 hours, 15 minutes, 58 seconds, despite heavy rain. He said he never gave up, I just ran my own race. American Desiree Linden took the women's title in 2 hours, 39 minutes, 54 seconds. A technical problem at the last moment forced a 48-hour postponement by the U.S. space agency NASA of a planned launch Monday of a new space telescope to explore the universe beyond our solar system. SpaceX halted the countdown a bit more than 2 hours before its Falcon 9 rocket was to lift off. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.